Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400, translated on 107.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have Lauren Bjork, Safety Public Information Program Manager with the North Dakota Department of Transportation, and Sergeant Wade Kattermiss with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And Sergeant Kattermiss and Lauren, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We appreciate you both taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Now, we have the upcoming New Year's Eve holiday, which is a popular time to consume some alcohol, go to parties, travel all over. But this is also an important time for us to remind people not to drink and drive. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is underway going through January 31st. Lauren, I think we'll start with you first. Tell us a little bit more about the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign.
Sure. It is a coordinated statewide effort among law enforcement to remove impaired drivers from the road. So that's through increased patrols, and that is happening now through January 31st. And we basically get our funds through federal grants to be able to get those officers out there over time.
And that means increased enforcement from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Sergeant Kattermiss, we'll see some more patrols on our highways in the state and I-94 this holiday season, right?
Correct. With the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign, there's overtime funds available through North Dakota DOT that all officers across the state can utilize in support of this effort.
Absolutely. So Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over, like Lauren said, going on through January 31st. Lauren, obviously the North Dakota Department of Transportation monitors the statistics of all North Dakota drivers, and there's a reason why the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign or any other campaign is held, right?
Correct. Impaired driving crashes are 100% preventable. Just in the past 5 years, 265 people have died in alcohol-related crashes. So as you're getting ready to go out for the new year, or if you have things going on over the weekend, just plan ahead. Plan for a sober ride, whether that is a ride-hailing service, a taxi, or a friend.
Absolutely. And Sergeant Kattermiss, I think it needs to be said, which is sad, but these accidents that Lauren just pointed out over the past 5 years, these are 100% preventable if people don't drink and drive.
They are 100% preventable. It takes a simple step of deciding who's going to be the designated driver before anybody starts drinking for the night or the evening or the day. Once individuals start consuming alcohol, their judgment starts to be skewed and it impairs their judgment.
Again, joining us on Let's Talk About It, Lauren Bjork with the NDDOT and Sergeant Wade Kattermiss with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Sergeant Kattermiss, what will you be looking for? What will your patrols be looking for? Are there certain telltale signs that troopers will be looking for? Or are there telltale signs when it comes to finding those who are driving under the influence?
Well, troopers will be out there actively looking for any type of traffic violation, whether it's crossing over the center line, speeding, failing to stop. If an individual has a taillight out or a headlight out, we'll be looking for reasons to, you know, legally stop a vehicle. Once we stop that vehicle, we're going to look for signs of impairment, whether it's the with starting off with the odor of alcohol, do they have bloodshot, watery eyes? Do they even know where they're at? I mean, there's been times where I've stopped somebody in Dickinson and they thought they were in Fargo. So those are good indicators that something's going on with the individual, whether it be impairment due to alcohol or drugs or some other type of medical issue.
Does this just include I-94, or will trooper enforcement be increased kind of on all those different roadways?
It will be on all the roads across the state. So wherever troopers are at and the commanders, whatever commanders have available for troopers to work extra overtime hours, they'll be putting that in across the state.
Again, Lauren Bjork, Sergeant Wade Kattermiss is joining us right on Let's Talk About It. Lauren, I would like to spend a little bit of time here too talking about the Vision Zero strategy. This campaign is also part of that. Sure. There's been a bunch of different campaigns mixed in there, but this is just one of the many campaigns NDDOT and Highway Patrol team up for, but tell us a little bit more about Vision Zero as well.
Sure. Vision Zero is North Dakota's traffic safety initiative to basically end motor vehicle fatalities and serious injuries on our roadways. When it comes down to your loved ones, your family, and your friends, zero is the only acceptable number. So the way we can all help reach Vision Zero is driving sober, wearing a seatbelt, driving distraction-free, following the speed limits. So it's really taking personal responsibility and all deciding that zero is the only acceptable number of fatalities in North Dakota.
And if I remember correctly, Lauren, the drivers of North Dakota have actually done a really good job getting those numbers lowered as far as Vision Zero goes. Safer driving, buckling up, not drinking and driving. NDDOT has kind of been looking at that as well.
You're correct. Yep. Last year, we had 105 fatalities. We're hoping to be under that in 2019. 2017, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but was above 105. So we have seen a trending down for fatalities, and we're just hoping that that keeps going down from year to year.
Excellent. Again, Lauren Bjork, Sergeant Wade Kattermiss here on Let's Talk About It. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over event or campaign going through January 31st. There will be extra patrols out there. But again, the common message, just don't drink and drive. Have a plan and everything in place before you do so. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day will be very popular for of course, alcohol consumption. So we want people to keep that in mind. No matter what, don't drink and drive. Lauren or Sergeant Kattermiss, anything else you guys would like to mention before we wrap up?
Just for individuals to make the responsible decision, you know, drive sober, wear your seatbelt, obey all traffic laws. If they do that day in and day out, you know, we shouldn't have a issue with it, traffic fatalities in North Dakota.
Absolutely. And Lauren?
I agree with what Sergeant Kattermiss said 100%. And if you ever want to find out more about Vision Zero, you can check out visionzero.nd.gov.
Very good. Again, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign going through January 31st. But the best way to crack down on it is to not drink and drive at all. Lauren and Sergeant Kattermiss, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.